And once Abeloth had the Empire, there would be no stopping her. The Empire would be an ideal base from which to expand, and against their combined powers, even the Galactic Alliance would not be able to oppose her for long. As Tahiri continued to walk, the cleanliness of the tunnel began to fade. 300 meters in, dark spots of mildew began to appear along the walls. At 400 meters, the plastoid had turned dark with growth, and the fungus was starting to form mounds. By 500 meters, she was picking her way past stalks of meter-high fungi and ducking under dangling curtains of moss. Though she had never visited a world where Abeloth held sway, she had spoken to enough Jedi to know what she was seeing and how cautious she needed to be around the strange flora. Tahiri was about 600 meters down the tunnel when she came to a scene as puzzling as it was gruesome. A secondary passage opened out to the left, where it became a steep ramp ascending toward the surface building that sat above this part of the Moon Maiden. At the base of the ramp, half a dozen human security guards lay scattered among the fungi stalks. Another half a dozen, probably the first to arrive, had made it into the main tunnel, where the plastoid walls were painted with blood, and the floor was littered with bodies and weapons. A pair of guards had lived long enough to fling their blaster rifles aside and flee down the passage. Tahiri could see their corpses lying among the club mosses with huge char holes in their backs. Probably Fett, Tahiri decided. The handiwork was certainly his style, and she knew from her interrogation of Sly that the Mandalorian had come down the tunnel ahead of her. Not wanting to risk leaving a ruthless bounty hunter between her and the exit, she started up the ramp toward the surface building, which, given all the dead guards, she was now confident in calling a security bunker. Tahiri had to travel only about 30 paces before realizing she had no need to worry about Fett. The bounty hunter was hanging in the center of the tunnel upside down and motionless, trapped in a curtain of ropey moss like a flitnat in a spider web. Some of the moss tendrils had worked their way into the seams of his armor, and presumably penetrated the neoplast body glove underneath. Never having visited one of Abeloth's strongholds before, Tahiri could only guess at the nature of the moss's attack. Most likely it was some sort of acid or contact poison, though strangulation and allergic reaction were also possibilities. But the one thing she knew for certain was that if Fett had been expecting to be attacked by a plant, he wouldn't have been captured, and perhaps killed by one. It was a good lesson to bear in mind.